الاب والابن الروح القدس الله الواحد امين. قبل ما ابننا الحبيب دياكون جورجيوس جابرييل نحب نهنيه قبل ما يتكلم بنعمه الدياكونيه ان اخذها امبارح من يد نيابه الحبر الجليل انبا بولس، ونتمنى له خدمه مقبوله جميله في خدمه الدياكونيه. والدياكون هو اول رتبه من رتب الكهنوت، بس مش لازم الدياكون يبقى كاهن، لكن يعتبر اول رتبه من رتب الكهنوت. عشان كده اول ما يترسم دياكون يبقى يلبس الروب الاسود زيه زي الاباء الكهنه على الاقل في الكنيسه. يعني الكاهن يلبس الروب الاسود في كل حته لانه مكرس ملوش شغلانه تانية، لكن الدياكون ممكن يكون له وظيفه اخرى، ومع خدمته جوه الكنيسه لازم يلبس الروب الاسود لانه يعتبر اول رتبه من رتب الكهنوت. هنيئا لي وهنيئا لكنيسه سان جوزيف وابونا مخاييل كل الخدام والخادمات هناك. بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد امين.
كل سنه حضراتكم طيبين. انا لسه طالع من فرن امبارح، يعني دياكون جديد، فبركة كبيرة ان انا اكون في كنيسة العذراء اول يوم، دي بركة جميلة يعني من العذراء. So today we are talking about the Monday Theotokia. نتكلم النهاردة على ثيوتوكية الاثنين. I want to read the refrain for you, المرد بتاع التوتوكية. It says, while Adam was sad, the Lord was pleased to restore him again to his authority. آدم بينما هو حزين سر الرب أن يرده إلى رئاسته. So let's today meditate on this. What do we mean by that the Lord was pleased to restore Adam to his authority? يعني ايه الرب سر انه يرد ادم لرئاسته؟ What does it mean? Okay. So today we will talk about three points، ثلاث نقط. And let's make a deal. اللي هيسمع الثلاث نقط هيعمل ايه؟ هيروح، واللي مش هيسمع قاعد معانا النهارده، ماشي؟ خليكم تروحوا يعني. So let's go back to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Okay, verses 26 and 27. So we read, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping things that creep on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female he created them. وقال الله نعمل الإنسان على إيه؟ صورتنا كشبهنا. فيتسلطون على سمك البحر وعلى طير السماء وعلى البهائم وعلى كل الأرض وعلى جميع الدبابات التي تدب على الأرض. فخلق الله الإنسان على صورته، على صورة الله خلقه، ذكر وأنثى خلقه. And I have a question for you. What do we mean by God created man on his own image? يعني ايه ربنا خلقنا على صورته؟ Does God has a physical image like us? يعني انا عينيا صغيره زيه ومناخيري؟ Of course not. The Bible said God is a spirit. Okay? And who worship him has to worship him by spirit. الله روح، واللي بيسجد له فبالروح والحق ايه ينبغي ان يسجد. So we don't mean here that we look like God in his physical image. There is another meaning. When we know the meaning, we will know what do we mean by that through the incarnation, through Saint Mary, through God when he came to the world, he restored Adam to his authority. Let's understand what do we mean by God created us on his own image. When we have difficult words to understand, go back to the original language of the Bible. What is the original language for the Old Testament? اللغة الأصلية بتاعت العهد القديم. The Hebrew language. Okay? So the word came in Hebrew, salam. Image came as salam. كلمة صورته دي جت معناها كلمة salam in Hebrew. And the word salam means representative. So if I want to say Dr. Hani is representative for Abuna Moros, what do we mean by here? That he looks like him in the physical image? No. But it means that whatever Dr. Hani will do, it resembles, it reflects what Abuna Moros wants to do. He's a representative for him. So it means that God created man as his representative on earth. What do we mean by this? Two things. لما نقول ربنا خلقنا نمثله على الأرض معناها حاجتين. Number one, that we are responsible on taking care of earth. أيوة إحنا مسؤولين إن إحنا نكون واخدين بالنا من الخليقة. مسؤولين عن الخليقة دي. إحنا مؤتمنين على الخليقة دي هي. تاني حاجة, number two, we are resembling God and reflecting His image, reflecting His will on earth. And this is what Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew. He said what? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. لكي يروا أعمالكم الصالحة فيمجدوا أباكم الذي في السماء. يبقى ربنا عايز مننا حاجتين لما خلقنا. أول حاجة إحنا إدانا سلطان على الخليقة, مسؤولين عنها, عن الأرض. تاني حاجة إن كل واحد فينا عنده مسؤولية إنه يعكس إيه؟ صورة ربنا. الناس لما تشوفنا تقول دي صورة مين؟ صورة المسيح. عشان كده we have to ask ourselves, when people see me, when people listen to me, do I reflect God? Do I reflect the will of God? Do I reflect the commandments of God on earth or something else? Let's discuss the three points now. When God created man, He gave him three gifts, unique gifts. And when He created humans, we are the only creatures that has these three gifts. ربنا ادانا كده ثلاث حاجات يونيك, متفردة, مش موجودين في أي كائن تاني على الأرض. نبتدي نحفظ, اتفقنا؟ Number one, man is the only creature on earth who can establish a spiritual relation with God. الإنسان الكائن الوحيد اللي يقدر يبقى بينه وبين ربنا إيه؟ علاقة. We read that in the book of Genesis. What Adam used to do in the Garden of Eden? He used to talk to God face to face. كان بيتكلم مع ربنا وجه لوجه. حتى لما عمل الخطية ربنا قال له إيه؟ آدم أين أنت الآن؟ تكلم معاك كأنه بيتكلم واحد صاحبه. What a glory that we can talk to God face to face. We can have a relation with God. في أي كائن تاني على الأرض, مهما كان جميل وشكله حلو وكائن راقي وجميل, عنده الميزة دي اللي عندنا. We are the only creature who can establish a relation. يبقى له علاقة with God. That's why when God created man, He created man in a different way than the other creatures. How God created all the world? How God created that? By what? By His word. He said what? He said, let it be something, وكان something that. فليكن كذا فكان كذا. صح؟ Let there be light, and there was light. But when He came to create man, He didn't do that. God didn't say, let there be man, and there was a man. He didn't say that. What He did? He created man in a totally different way. When God created man, let's read this verse in Genesis 2, verse 7, what God said. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. يقول لك كده ان ربنا جبل الانسان من تراب الارض ونفخ في انفه نسمه حياه فاصبح الانسان كائن ايه حي. Who can tell me what are the two verbs, الفعلين, in this verse when God created man? نفخ, breathed into his nostrils, ده number two. في واحد تاني في الاول. God formed man, جبل. And to understand more, we have to go back to the original language of the Bible, the Hebrew. What are these two verbs? The first verb, formed, it came in the original language with this meaning. بصوا بقى المعنى يختلف لما ترجع للغة الأصلية. It came like this. Created man in the best form. مش معناها انه عمله وخلاص, formed him. ده عمله في احسن ايه؟ صورة. يعني God created everything in a very good way. But when he created man, he make him the best. عمله احلى حاجة. احنا مختلفين. طب the other verb, breathe, نفخ. It doesn't mean he blow, okay? What is the meaning of breathe? It means he gave him the kiss of life. He gave him the kiss of life. So every one of us, the life we have, it came from who? From God himself. Has any one of you heard that God give his life to dogs or cats or any other animal or any other creature? But God gave his life to the man. نفخ في أنفه نسمة الحياة, يعني إداله قبلة الحياة. That's why it's not weird when we hear that God himself came to the earth, took flesh and died for us on the cross. This is not weird. God who gave us the life once when he created us, he gave us the life again when he saved us on the cross. مش غريبة على ربنا اللي ادانا حياته لما خلقنا انه يدينا حياته تاني امتى؟ لما مات على الصليب عشان يفدينا. So what is the first thing that makes us unique? That we are the only creature who can establish a relation, a conversation with God, daily life with God. What do you think? This is a glory or not we have? Okay? Number two. God gave humans the authority over all the earth and all the other creatures. ربنا ادانا سلطان على كل شيء في الأرض, على كل الخليقة. إنسان له سلطان على الحيوان, على الطبيعة, على كل حاجة نقدر نعملها. ربنا ادانا السلطان ده. صح ولا لا؟ We read that again. In the Bible, there is a wonderful verse said by David the prophet in Psalm 8. In Psalm 8, David said what? For you have made him, كلم على humans, for you have made him a little lower than the angels. And you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands, you have put all things under his feet. يقول لك كده بمجد وبهاء كللته. تسلطه على أعمال يديك, جعلت كل شيء تحت قدمه. حتى احنا أبونا في القداس الغريغوري يقول ايه؟ يقول وضعت كل شيء تحت قدمي. صح؟ So God give only the humans this power, this authority. To have dominion, to have authority over all the creation. That's why something very interesting in Genesis 2. God brought Adam and asked him to do something. Do you remember what he asked him to do for the animals? Yeah, to name them, to give them names. Adam قال ربنا هجيب لك الحيوانات كلها وديها أسماء. سميها. And I have a question for you. God is unable to give names to animals. There are so lot. There are a lot of animals. It's hard for God to give them names. He need Adam's help for that. But why God asked Adam to do that? I'll tell you something. One of the signs that I have authority on someone that I give him name. I'll give you examples. Daniel and the three saintly children, when they went to the captivity, what the king did at that time? He changed their names. He called Daniel Belshazzar. And he called the three saintly children three other names. That's right. Why he changed the names? Changing the names, when I gave you the name, I am the one who can give you the name. It means I have authority on you. You are under my authority. So when Adam gave names to the animals, it means what? God is telling him, you have the power over these creatures. You have the authority over these creatures. When Jesus chose his disciples, what he did? He changed some of their names. He called Simon Peter. That's right. And he changed Saul's name. He called him what? Paul. That's right. Why Jesus? Why you are changing the names? Because they are under his authority. What is this glory that God gives to us? He gave us the authority all over all the earth, all the creatures. So what is the first unique gift that God gave to the humans? We are the only creature that can establish what? Relation, conversation with God. And number two, he gave us what? Authority, dominion over all the creatures. Number three. God created man in his own image in immortality and holiness. We are the only creature that has the power to live forever. يحصل ايه لأي حيوان بيموت؟ بيفنى صح؟ فيش خلاص ما بقاش موجود. But every one of us after death, is this the end? No, we live forever. Okay? We have eternal life. And also God gave us the power or the ability to live in holiness. ربنا ادانا القدرة ان احنا نحيا في القداسة وان احنا نحيا الى الابد. What do you think? We are different. This is the authority. This is the power اللي كان ربنا خلقنا بيه أول ما ربنا خلقنا. That's why we read in the first epistle to the Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3, Saint Paul said, for this is the will of God. What? هذه هي إرادة الله. What? قداستكم. Your sanctification. When God created us, what is his will? That we all live forever and to live in which kind of life? Holy life, in holiness. That's why we are unique. We are different than anyone. That's why, my beloved, when we read the story of Adam and Eve, when they committed the sin, we all focus about one tree. What is this tree? The tree of what? Knowing what? Good and evil. That's right? شجرة معرفة الخير والشر. And when they ate from the tree, what happened? They died. That's right? He told them, the day you eat, you will die. Okay? But there was another tree, but we don't talk about it. It's called, it was in the middle of the Garden of Eden. In the middle of Garden of Eden. It's the tree of life. شجرة الحياة. If Adam and Eve ate from the tree of life, They would live forever. They would live in holiness forever. But unfortunately, they choose to eat from the other tree. That's why, my beloved, these three privileges, these three gifts, once Adam and Eve ate from the tree, they lost these three privileges. فقدوا المميزات الحلوة اللي ربنا كان خلقنا بيها. فقدوا الرئاسة اللي احنا بنقول عليها في المرد دي. How come? How we lost this? Let me tell you. We said what was the first gift? The relation with God. We lost this relation. Adam lost it. يقولوا كده, after God told him to go out of Garden of Eden, what God did? He put what on the gates? Two angels with fiery swords. That's right. So Adam cannot come back to the Garden of Eden. He cannot go back to see God and to talk to God and to have relation. And starting from this day, there was enmity, adawa, between earth and heaven. They were disconnected. We cannot have this life with God again. We have it now. We will see that. I mean, I'm talking about who? Adam and Eve, the Old Testament. We lost this, unfortunately. We lost the life of God with God. Number two, we lost our authority, our dominion over the earth. So what happened? I will ask a question. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they were naked. And they don't feel that. They don't feel cold. They don't feel the hot weather. They don't fear the nature like the rains today, okay? Or earthquakes or volcanoes. They live in peace, in joy, endless peace and joy. Nothing can affect this. But what happened after they left the Garden of Eden? What happened after they ate from the tree? What happened after the sin? They lost this privilege. ابتدينا نخاف من الحاجات دي. بقينا نعيا. ونحس بالبرد. ونحس بالحر. ونحس ان احنا حرانين. صح؟ Even the animals, we used to have authority. We start to fear animals. We start to feel the beasts. الانسان فقد القوة, الاثوريتي اللي كانت عنده دي بالخطية. And the last thing, we lost our eternity. أقول لكم على حاجة صعبة جدا جدا. مين أكتر واحد أي حد فيكم بيحبه في العهد القديم؟ A very good prophet or personality that you love. And Abraham. أشكرك يا دكتور هاني. Abraham. يسموه إيه إبراهيم؟ كليم الله. God used to talk to him. Not only talking to him, he was negotiating with God not to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, and he started to negotiate with God. Make them 100, no 50, no 30. Okay, what is this relation with God? But my question, after his death, where did he go? Where did he go after his death? He go to Hades. This great man, Kalim Allah, راح الجحيم بعد ما مات. David the prophet, ويقول الكتاب كده عنه, فتشت قلبي عبد داود فوجدته. يعني his heart is like God's heart. Imagine this. Where did he go after his death? He go to Hades. We lost our eternity. بقى الموت مرعب. لأن الموت أصبح معناه إيه؟ الجحيم. مهما كنت حد كويس. My beloved, we lost all the privilege, all the authority that was given to us by God. What is the reason? What is behind losing this? One word. Sin. شكرك يا دكتور هاني. الخطية. الخطية دي هي الكي وورد. الكلمة اللي بهدلت الإنسان وبهدلتنا كلنا. خلتنا فقدنا كل الحاجات الحلوة اللي ربنا ادهن. But I have a good news for you. Through the incarnation, when God came through His holy birth from Virgin Mary and through His salvation on the cross, we restored all what we have lost. Adam restored his what? As we said in this Sotokaya, his authority. We restored all this again. That's why in the Theotokia, the church wants us to remember this. We live in the time where God gave us a blessing to restore all these gifts. How did we restore this? Very quickly. First of all, we restored back our relation with God. That's why the first part in the liturgy, بعدما أبونا يقول الوعظة, what we call the first part in the liturgy, prayer of what? Reconciliation. صلاة الإيه؟ الصلح. What is this? We remember that through the incarnation, through the cross, God make the reconciliation between heaven and earth. عمل الصلح. رجعنا بقينا حبايب. انفتحت السماء على إيه؟ على الأرض. عشان كده ما نستغربش when we see that someone like Saint Stephen, before his martyrdom, God showed him a vision. What was this? He saw the heaven opened. That's right. And God sitting on his throne. بقى الواحد يشوف السماء. راجل راح يموت ويشوف السماء ايه؟ مفتوحة. صح؟ ما نستغربش لما بتاريخ الكنيسة نسمع ان واحد زي الانبا بشوي المسيح كان ايه يجيله ويغسل رجله ويتكلم معاه. ما نستغربش لما نلاقي واحد زي الانبا كراس السائح سان كراس ذا هيرميت. This guy it's يعني حاجة غريبة قوي. He's reading the book of Isaiah and there is a verse he cannot understand. He prays, God, I can't understand this verse. Yeah, ربنا يبعث له ايه Isaiah. God sent to him Isaiah the prophet. Sits beside him and explain to him what he's reading. ايه ده يا جماعة؟ بالسماء ايه؟ فتحت الأرض. حصل الصلح. رجعنا للعلاقة الحلوة اللي بقت بين الإنسان وبين ربنا. Lots of examples that we see about ازاي ان احنا استردينا تاني الصلح الجميل ده بين السماء والأرض. تاني حاجة, We restored our eternity. دلوقتي الكنيسة تقول لنا لأنه ليس موت بل هو إيه؟ انتقال. أصبح الموت بقى حاجة تاني. بقى في ناس تتمنى الموت لأن الموت ده هينقلهم في إيه؟ الحياة مع ربنا. زي مين بقوا يتمنوا الموت؟ الشهداء. هو إيه ليه واحد شاب جميل زي ماري جرجس رجل قائد في الجيش و وخاطب وهيتجوز وعريس زي الفل ويستحمل كل ده ويروح يموت؟ Because now we restored our eternity. That this is just a step to go and live with Jesus forever. We restored this through the incarnation. And the last thing, we restored our authority over all the earth. Jesus said, I gave you the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and all the power of enemies, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. أعطيكم سلطان أن تدوس على ولا شيء يضركم. We restored our authority. عشان كده أحبائي معلش في تاريخ الكنيسة نسمع حاجات غريبة زمان ما كانش حد يعقلها. زي مين مثلا؟ سانت أنا سيمون the queen of what? Of beasts, ملكة الوحوش. نسمع أنها كانت تقعد في البرية كده ومين بيجي يونسها وهي قاعدة لوحدها؟ أسد ونمر ووحوش. What is this authority? We restore the authority. ما بقتش حاجة تخوفنا. We hear about the authority of the saints over demons. We hear that Saint Cyril, Pope Cyril the Sixth, He cast out demons. Saint Anthony, he cast out demons. ناس بتخرج الشياطين. في قديسة سيرتها حلوة قوي اللي كانت مع كبريانوس الساحر. نسيت اسمها. قديسة يوستينا. الشيطان عشان يوقع كبريانوس الساحر ده عمل نفسه ايه؟ يوستينا. فما راح لكبريانوس كبريانوس بيقول لها اهلا يا يوستينا. اول ما قال اسمها الشيطان حصل له ايه؟ What is this authority? What is this authority? We restored our authority. الانسان اللي يعيش مع ربنا يا جماعة ما فيش اي حاجة بقت تخوفه دلوقتي. لان we restored our authority. Through the incarnation, through the salvation of Jesus, we restored our eternity. We restored our authority. We restored our relation with God. We restored our holiness, قدستنا, to live in a holy life with Jesus. عشان كده هختم لكم بالآية الجميلة اللي قالها الملائكة للرعاة ساعة الميلاد. قالوا له إيه الملائكة؟ قالوا إيه للرعاة؟ المجد. قولوا لي أنتوا الآية دي. المجد لله في العالي. أول حاجة المجد. وعلى الأرض السلام وبالناس. الآية دي in English it's more clear than Arabic. The translation in Arabic is bad. We say وبالناس الايه المسرة. But it's not like this. Look to in English it's better. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and good will toward men. What is the good will? What is the will of God in our life? Our sanctification, قدستنا, to live in a holy life. Through the incarnation, God gave us the authority again. Gave Adam his authority, restored his authority. He gave them the power to live in holiness again. He gave us the power to have authority. He gave us the power to have eternal life with him. He gave us the power to restore the good relation with God. And the last question for everyone, and I'm the first one. Do we benefit from this authority? بنستغل الاثوريتي اللي ربنا اداها لنا دي. ربنا ادانا powers دلوقتي بصليبه وبفدائه وبالتجسد بتاعه. Do I get this authority? Or I tell Jesus, no, I don't need it. I need to live like Adam after he committed the sin. I don't want to renew myself. I don't want to get the benefit of this authority that you give to me. ربنا يدينا نعمة كده ان احنا دايما لما نقرأ او نسمع السؤتوكية بتاعت يوم الاثنين ده لما بنقول آدم بينما هو حزين سر الرب ان يرد الى رئاسته نبقى فاهمين معنى الكلام ونعمل بجد ان احنا الرئاسة دي ترجع لنا احنا كمان نعيش مع ربنا في القداسة في السلطان نعيش مع ربنا في الفرح والسلام الدائم. صلواتكم كتير وكل سنة وانتم طيبين.
شكرا لك يا حضرة الدياكون الجديد أحدث دياكون في أوتو. طبعا جورجيوس شرح لنا القطعة الأولى اللي هي أول قطعة في الدوكسولوجيا بتاعت يوم الاثنين. آدم فيما هو حزين سر الرب أن يرد إلى رئاسته. ده اللي شرحه لنا دياكون جورجيوس. طب ازاي الريفرين بقى بتاع الريفرين اللي هو المرض اللي بيتقال كل قطعة من القطع بتاعت يوم الاثنين انه اشرق جسديا من العذراء بغير زرع بشر حتى خلص. He shone in the flesh taken from the virgin without the seed of man in order to save us. How did the Lord يعني give us back the three points that Gargios explained to us? How? By the incarnation. And the incarnation was without the seed of man. That means the ever virginity ever virginity of Saint Mary. العذراء اللي هي أم النور وهي العذراء وهي الأم وهي أم الخلاص وهي شفيعة البشرية الأولى لأنها الملكة الجالسة عن يمين الملك زي ما بنقول دايما وما تخشش كنيسة قبطية إلا لما تلاقي العذراء على يمين المسيح يعني حجاب الهيكل هنا لازم عليه العذراء الأول أول واحدة قبل الملائكة وقبل كل الخليقة لسمائيين ولا أرضيين على يمين الرب يسوع المسيح شفاعتها تكون معنا ربنا معكم بكرة إن شاء الله معادنا بقى مع القطعة الأولى من يوم الثلاث هيقدمها لنا الشماس رامز سيداروس رامز سيداروس وده من الخدام اللي بيخدم معنا هنا ومتعودين نسمع منه في المناسبات المختلفة ربنا يكمل لينا البسخة دي أنا عارف أنكم جيتوا في جو رديء وصعب وستورم وخوف الناس أنهم ييجوا لكن بركة كبيرة اللي جم وحضروا معنا واللي تابعوا معنا هم عدد كبير قوي كانوا بيتابع معنا من البيت عشان ما يتحرموش لكن طبعا الحضور غير الفيرتشوال مختلف البيرسونال يختلف عن الفيرتشوال كتير طبعا احنا بنتمتع بالوجود جوه بيت الملائكة والقديسين وأهل بيت الله بنايد عليكم الأيام بالخير والبركة اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين كل بشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات
So Kyrie,
Irene, Pansy,
Governor Martis,
May I say the Rabbi Yasuan Masih, Mandalo Hindu Kalmet Ab, and Elena Katakul and Robotat Katayan and Kabalanam Kalis and Mahia, Ladina Fafir Gitanami, the Kadishino Tilatar Karanahom, receive the Holy Spirit to send you remit and remitted to them, and those who should retain shall be retained. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness to love our mankind through your servants, my father, my brethren, my weakness. Those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every one of our sins. If you have committed anything against you, knowingly or unknowingly, of anguish of heart, and deed, and word, of faith, heart, and the soul, and the master, who knows the weakness of men and the good and the frank one, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us. Purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with the defense, the net, and us unto your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration, and you to good old Father, the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you now at all times, and out of the ages of all ages. Amen. في أخريستوس في النوتي ورند تير إني ما نانتكنين سم نانتكنين كان نو بنا نبوري توك تتيقون بيون بأسمون في أمان شاين أمين make us worthy to pray to you thank for our Father who art in heaven
hallowed be thy name thy kingdom come thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses we forgive those who trespass against us and lead us not in temptation but loose from the evil one
ولان محبة الله لا يبدأ بكل نعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا ولان خلصة المسيح شركة موهبة عطيت الرقوس تكون مع جميع تدوم فيكم go in peace the peace of the Lord be with you all أمين نشوفكم بكرة إن شاء الله عيد تاني بسرعة مواعيد القداسات الاثنين احفظوا الاثنين والثلاث والخميس من 8 ل 10 وربع 10 ونص كده، الاربع 5 ونص ل 7 ونص، والجمعه من 8 ونص ل 11، والسبت في ميعاده من 8 ل 10 وربع. ربنا يعيد عليكم الايام بالخير والبركه. انتم بسلام، سلام الرب يكون معكم.